Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. In episode 2, we're going to talk about the issues behind buying your first home. It's the most important purchase you're going to make in your life. You really need to understand the process. Welcome back to Feed the Pig podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about buying a home for the first time. And joining me today, I got two folks. As always, the accountant extraordinaire Jordan Amon on the line. Hey, Jordan.
How are you?
Good. And joining us today to talk a little bit about going out and buying a first home is Derek. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So what is it about buying a home that you're excited about?
It's a nervous moment, yet it's a thrilling moment. And I guess what I'm worried about is there's many different types of mortgages. And from the reading I've been doing, there's fixed rate, there are the APRs, piggyback loans, lines of credit. And I don't really know what they all mean.
So have you started looking into the whole process? Have you gone out to look at some houses?
I've looked at a few different places.
Anything nice?
Some are nice. Some are too small.
Yeah. Is that something you're worried about, like cost versus the square footage?
I'm very looking into the right square footage. And then I'm also at the point where I'm debating, do I want larger in square footage but less in certain of the features in the co-ops, like some which have pools but the resident may be smaller, but I really need a pool. And in some where the space is much larger, but then I won't have a pool, or some of the other amenities.
How about the whole like pre-approval process? Have you dealt with that at all?
I've started doing that, and I find that extremely confusing when you talk about a totally documented loan versus one that's not 100% documented. And then in other areas, I really don't like the fact that the board would have to see everything as well, which sort of bothers me.
But what do you mean?
Well, yeah. Besides the banks, when you actually apply for the co-op for board approval, that they have to see every last savings or penny that you basically have.
Yeah, but you don't like showing everything about your financial life to strangers?
Well, if it was really great, I probably wouldn't like that then either, but nah, certainly not.
Jordan, feel free to jump in at any time.
I think that you raised a great point that people in our age group worry about, and that's it's very confusing. They throw all these terms at you, and who do you ask? And my advice would be, in having gone through the process, you have to ask a lot of questions, and you have to be satisfied with the answer, and you have to ask the same question to two or three people and compare the answers to make sure you're getting you're getting something that's correct, and you're not getting a sales job.
When I first went out to go get to buy the home that my family and I live in, I was amazed at the amount of money they were willing to lend me. It was a ridiculous number, so much so that I looked at the payment. I'm like, how do you calculate the fact that I'm going to be able to pay you that much money every month based on what I make? Were you surprised by what they were offering you?
I was shocked when I thought I could buy something that cost X amount of dollars and I could really buy something that's even more than that. But my biggest fear or concern is maybe I can't afford to pay the maintenance and the mortgage within that range. But that brings back to the point is, are you able to eat, or do you basically only eat cereal every day? And can I still go down to the South Bronx and get great seats at the stadium? Or am I going to not even afford to watch cable to watch the baseball season I start paying the mortgage payments?
Well, there's a few things. Just because someone will lend you the money doesn't necessarily mean it's prudent for you to accept that loan. And I think it's great that you recognize that. A lot of the savings tips that we discuss at Feed the Pig talks about, starting with budgeting. That's the first step. So, if you were to sit down and take your monthly income and what the mortgage payment would be, the co-op expenses, which include your real estate taxes, so on and so forth, an estimate for what your utilities are going to be, and then you can kind of figure out what your fixed cost would be, and then you can kind of figure out after that, your eating's not going to change that much, and you can choose whether or not there's discretionary items such as Yankee tickets that, maybe you have to cut out for a little bit, and maybe you're okay making that choice. But it should be something that you think about up front and you make the choice that says, for the next couple of years, I'm willing to go to one Yankee game a year as opposed to 10, so that I can afford to buy this house sooner rather than later, which is really going to be a great investment for me in the long run.
I think that whole eating thing is overrated. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that the cereal lobby would love the fact that you're going to be eating cereal three times a week if you take the larger loan.
Kellogg's might make me their spokesperson.
That's right, and you could invest in a
Tony
little Kellogg's.
Tony the Tiger and I.
Yeah,
that's great.
Because, you know, it's great.
They are.
Oh, you already made the joke and I did it twice. All right.
Okay.
Do you want to, Jordan, do you have anything else? Anything else to offer him? Last bits of pearls of wisdom, some take home for him? That we can he can take with him as we wrap up this episode?
Well, the last thing when you're talking about buying a home is just it's ask questions. Almost everybody you know, your parents, friends, people you work with, most people have gone through the process, and they're a great source of advice when you're asking questions. You're someone, what's a no-doc loan, what's a fully documented loan. There's great sources out there to find out that stuff, plus obviously the Internet, you know, websites like Feed the Pig and just your general search engines. The second thing is you have to be comfortable and make sure that you understand what you're signing before you sign it, and that if someone's pressuring you to sign something, you know, you have to step back and say, why are they doing that? Is this right for me?
Hey, let me ask you a question. I know I read a lot about the all interest upfront loans. Is that dangerous? I hear more and more people saying, oh, yeah, I'm just paying the interest right now so that they can write off on their taxes, but then it causes a problem later on. What is the deal with that?
It could cause a problem. Right now, we're in a period where interest rates have risen a little bit, and if you listen to the economists, they're speculating whether it's going to continue rising. So what happens? These rates are not always locked in, or they're locked in for short periods of time. And what happens is you're paying just the interest. The balance of the loan is not going down. It's almost like you're renting. I mean, you still have title to the house if it were to appreciate. But, you could find yourself in a situation where the interest rate has changed and, you know, you haven't paid any principal down. And if in a downturn in the market, you could end up with, a house that's less than the loan you have out on it.
Ouch. That, and then as the interest rates rise up, if you've got a variable, you end up with your payment could be double what it was originally.
It could. So, like I said before, it's just very important to make sure you understand what you're signing, what the conditions are, and what could cause those conditions to change. You know, whether it's a factor of time, it's an introductory rate for 2 years, or, you know, what. Just make sure you understand what's on there and that you're signing something that's comfortable for you.
Hey, thanks for listening to episode 2 of the Feed the Pig podcast. Check out episode 3 in a couple of weeks, where we're going to be talking about the conflict between paying down debt versus saving for the future. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. And do you have a question that you want us to address? Email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com. Or even better, you can leave us a voicemail on the Feed the Pig line. That number is 206-600-4655. That number again, 206-600-4655.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or FeedThePig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and FeedThePig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and FeedThePig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.